This is St. Louis Public Radio. On Monday night, the band director at Riverview Gardens High School will get something he spends his life giving: attention and praise. Harvey Lockhart will receive an award for Art Educator of the Year from the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis in a ceremony at the Chase Park Plaza. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that Lockhart's goal is to create a better future for students in the troubled district through music.
It's the first day back to class after winter break for these wind ensemble students at Riverview Gardens High School.
Can y'all get set up? Stop playing around? Let's go.
Band director Harvey Lockhart is tough, and the class responds. Kids climb into chairs and spring their flutes, clarinets, and trombones from worn black cases. When Lockhart arrived at the high school 7 years ago, only 10 students played instruments. He recruited dozens more, enough for concert, marching, and jazz bands. Watching him with the kids, you notice that his sternness is tempered by a warm smile, even as he holds them to a high standard.
Everybody's going to be required to play a solo.
Lockhart's expectations come from his own childhood. He learned to play the saxophone from teachers who demanded his best.
They saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And I do the same thing with all of these students. You know, I try to push them to their limits and, you know, let them know that it's all in love. You know, we're doing this together.
Good job. Good job.
He says it's all about paying attention to the students in this underserved district, which lost its accreditation in 2007 and where every high schooler qualifies for reduced cost or free lunch.
I call them my family, and you notice when something's wrong with your family. You know, hey, they don't feel well. You know, when they're going through something, I mean, their whole mood changes. So I just notice them. I see them.
Recently, Lockhart saw that 17-year-old Goni Sek wasn't her usual self. She had moved here from Italy 3 years before without knowing any English, but she learned quickly, and it wasn't long before she was taking honors classes, playing three instruments, and involved in two music groups outside of school. But then, a few months ago,
I went through some sort of depression because I had too much on my plate, and it was really stressful. I would find myself skipping meals, not realizing it, and losing a lot of weight. Even my hair was falling out.
Lockhart took her aside to ask if he could help.
At first, I would just be like, I'll figure it out. I'll just hang for one more week and I'll try to arrange things. And he would tell me, no, I excuse you from whatever you have to do this week because you have to take care of yourself.
Sek began to feel better after taking her teacher's advice. Now, she's passing it on to her three little sisters. Recently, one of them felt badly about a test score.
I was kind of like being a mini Mr. Lockhart by telling her that it's okay when someone else is better than you for a moment.
One of the out-of-school music groups that Sek plays with is the North County Big Band that Lockhart founded 2 years ago. It includes kids from several high schools who practice and perform at the Sheldon. He's also planning a Heal Center for the Arts at the new Zach Art Space, offering vocal, instrumental, and dance training. All his work, in school and out, has a single ambition.
My ultimate goal is to get students into college and prepare them for life.
Last year, Lockhart helped launch seven kids out into the world on a high note. Five from Riverview Gardens High School and two more from the larger band earned full music scholarships to 2- and 4-year colleges. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.